From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Turkey blames ISIL. Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoglu says on Monday the Islamic State is prime suspect in Saturday's double suicide bombing in Ankara. The blast killed at least 97 people. The Prime Minister said authorities are close to identifying one of the bombers and that evidence points to what he called a certain group. No one has claimed responsibility for the blasts that targeted a peace rally. Syrian government troops advanced under cover of Russian airstrikes Monday in the heaviest fighting in weeks. Government forces battled rebels in a strategic area in the central province of Hama. The fighting was focused on the village of Kafar Nabuda, with Syria's army command saying it had captured the village, but activists saying rebels had repelled the attack. Meanwhile, the U.S.-led coalition forces continued to strike Islamic State targets Monday, destroying tactical units in two areas. The U.S. Central Command says the coalition conducted 18 strikes in Iraq. Also, U.N. envoy Staffan de Mistura, who is tasked with bringing warring factions to Syria to the negotiating table, told a news conference Monday he would hold talks in Russia on Tuesday before heading to Washington in an effort to forge an understanding between the two countries. Opposition candidates are calling for Guinea's presidential election to be annulled, saying the vote Sunday was rigged to favor incumbent leader Alpha Condé. The seven opposition candidates told a news conference on Monday to denounce the election as a grand deception. The candidates said they had recorded a number of irregularities in the voting, including falsified results, ballot box stuffing, and intimidation by security forces. This is VOA News.